Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi friends, welcome to Rebloom. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and today I am going to talk about the B word, burnout. Yes, burnout exists. Yes, I have experienced it a few times over the past 20 years being a mother and entrepreneur. And yes, you will experience it too if you don't slow down at times in your life in order to speed up. You can't run all of the time. I know. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle. It's easy to get caught up in chasing the shiny penny. It's easy to get caught up always wanting more. The question I have for you today is, when is everything you have going to be enough? Don't get me wrong. I believe there are times in life when we are required to hustle. After all, if we want more, that usually requires us to do more. But simply put, you can't do more all of the time. Just think about this for a moment. If you kept the lights on in your house all day, every single day, eventually the lights would burn out and they wouldn't be able to turn back on. We, as humans, are human beings, not human doings. And if we don't respect just being, sometimes we will burn out too. And sadly, most of us won't be able to turn back on. Instead, we will either experience a breakdown, perhaps a sickness, depression, or anxiety may take over. Please listen to my message today. It comes from my heart. It comes from personal experience, and it comes from a place of understanding. Take time for yourself. You are enough. You can have it all, but you don't have to give it your all of the time. In fact, I think this podcast episode is for me to hear from me today. It's a reminder for myself. It's almost like there is this expectation that has been put on us to do more. But I want to ask you a question that I've asked some of my personal life coaching clients. Who put this expectation on you? And the answer is always that we have put it on ourselves. So why do we expect from ourselves all of the time? Why can't we just be content? What is it that we are truly desiring, wanting more of, or chasing? This is where deep reflection and journaling is required. Burnout shows up when we are feeling overwhelmed, emotionally drained, stressed out, and we simply can no longer keep up with the constant demands. And I believe that with the demands in our fast-paced society, along with the massive consumption of social media, it is more important than ever for us to take our personal power, personal responsibility, and ownership back and create some balance for ourselves. Let's start by setting some clear boundaries. Do you have specific work hours? Do you take personal breaks during those work hours? Do you have to work on saying no more often rather than saying yes all of the time? What about social media? Do you have set times when you are on social? Or are you scrolling throughout the entire day? Being constantly connected is exhausting, and I promise you, it's not good for your mental well-being. Boundaries may require some discipline, but they will end up giving you more time. Next, let's talk about delegating. This one is hard for me because I admit it, I am a control freak. Throughout my 20 years being an entrepreneur and growing a very successful seven-figure business, I have found it hard at times to delegate. And this has caused burnout multiple times throughout the years. Let my hindsight be your foresight. When looking back at those times when I was burnt out, I had very qualified, smart, intelligent, and successful women within my team. It wasn't necessary for me to do it all. And in fact, I didn't always create space for these women to step in, lead, shine, and grow. Therefore, my control, in a way, put a lid on my team. Let others lead. Let them help you. We all have different strengths, and we are always better together. Next, I believe that prioritizing tasks and staying organized will also help you with the prevention of burnout. I have built my business over the years raising babies, toddlers, preteens, teens, and young adults. And having a schedule was absolutely necessary throughout the years. This schedule included everything happening every single day, every single week. I had my grocery shopping hours, my date nights with my husband, playdates for my kids, sports and activities, downtime for me, work hours. I mean, my entire life was on this schedule, and it kept my life organized amongst the chaos. Another tip I have for you that has really worked well for me over the years is that every night before going to bed, I review what's on the schedule for the next day. And I also write down three things that I have to do the next day personally and professionally. Professionally to move my business forward, and personally just to keep things running smoothly in the household. This has been a game changer when it comes to balancing life and business. If you've ever been listening to my prior podcasts, you've heard this before, and let me remind you again. Self-care. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It is an essential component of preventing burnout. I know it is really easy to put ourselves at the bottom of the list instead of the top of the list. But how can you truly take care of others if you can't adequately take care of yourself? Working long hours all of the time isn't necessary. Giving 100% of yourself all of the time isn't required. Again, let's go back to expectations. Why have you put these expectations on yourself? We have one beautiful life. And if you don't take a breath or a break at times to look up, the years will continue to go by without you presently in them, and you will miss the reasons why you are in fact working so hard. Take time for yourself. Go for that walk in nature. lay in bed under the covers and watch Netflix all day. Make your favorite healthy smoothie and snacks. Have that cup of coffee and that time on the deck in the sun that will last for hours. Get lost sometimes in a book. The point is, it is so important to step out of the grind and step in to resting, relaxation, and recharging. Burnout is real, and too many of us are experiencing it. Setting boundaries, delegating and sharing responsibilities, prioritizing tasks, and prioritizing you with self-care will help. I encourage you to reflect and journal around the expectations that you have put on yourself. And I'm going to ask you this question. Are these expectations stemmed from perfection? Being the perfect mother, the perfect daughter, having the perfect business, living in the perfect house, being the perfect wife, having the perfect family, simply put, being perfect. I am here to tell you that perfect, well, it doesn't exist. Let it go. It's not about perfection. It's about progression and fully enjoying your journey to your destination. After all, we are human beings, not human doings. Thank you, friends, for being here. Thank you for being you. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugru, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.